Music and politics have always been intertwined, whether the song is Yankee Doodle or Change is Gonna Come. This week, I've been reporting on a political transformation in Zimbabwe. Robert Mugabe was forced from office in November. He had ruled as an autocrat for decades. On July 30th, Zimbabwe will have an election, perhaps the first free and fair one in decades. So this is a rare moment of openness and free expression. And politics in Zimbabwe has a soundtrack, too. Back when the country was still known as Rhodesia, black nationalists here fought a bloody war to overthrow white minority rule. And in 1980, Zimbabwe became an independent country where every adult citizen could cast a ballot. In the song Zimbabwe, Bob Marley sang, "Every man got a right to decide his own destiny." Zimbabwean artist Thomas Mapfumo sang about the fight for independence. The title of this song translates to "Mothers, send your children to war." And a Zimbabwean psychedelic rock band called Wells Fargo had a big hit with this song, "Watch Out."
We started being politically conscious, and we tried to change our music to go with the times, like motivate the people.
Today, Eba Chitambo is 66 years old. When he was in his 20s and his country was at war, he fought with music. Eba was the co-founder and drummer of Wells Fargo. He says guerrilla independence fighters used to listen to this song in the bush. It made the band famous and also got them in a lot of trouble.
The first version we recorded was banned from radio.
Really?
Yeah. But the people liked it because we used to play it live and we had to sit down and change the lyrics to like soften them up a bit, but still with the same meaning.
What were the words to watch out before you changed them and after?
The chorus was straight and direct, "Watch out, freedom is coming." So police came to one of our gigs and knocked us around. We had to change to "Watch out, big storm is coming."
Big storm coming, the thundering lightning.
Big storm was enough to keep the police away.
Yes, it was very, very enough.
Even if everybody knew that the big storm was freedom.
Yeah.
And so if you perform it today, what will you sing?
Big storm is coming.
He hasn't sung freedom in so long. He just got used to it the other way. The joy of a free Zimbabwe faded when the new president, Robert Mugabe, cracked down on his opponents. The musicians who had sung songs of freedom realized that they were living under a different kind of oppression. When I met Eba Chitambo a few weeks ago in the city of Bulawayo, his new band was getting ready to play a Friday night gig at a hotel bar. This group is called Friends Band. They're not famous like Wells Fargo. They mostly play covers. And most of the other musicians are about 40 years younger than Eba. They've only ever known a Zimbabwe that was ruled by Robert Mugabe. The 27-year-old singer Zinzile Majola says when Mugabe left, it felt like a window opening.
It actually gave us, you know, more confidence that at least maybe things will change from now on, you know, from the way they used to be.
Bassist David Mabhena is the youngest in the band. He's 23. This is the first election he will ever vote in.
I feel like it's not my time to make a change by going and voting.
Eba, when you hear these young people in their 20s talk, does it remind you of how you felt?
It does. It does a lot. And listening to the ideas and all that, it reminds me of days way back in time.
When we gathered the band around the microphones, the younger ones had some questions for Eba, and I got the impression they hadn't really asked him about his past before.
So the advice, what advice would you give to us? Should we take the things that are happening around and then record songs so that it would touch the people's hearts?
Yeah, it's a reality we're dealing with.
Okay.
Unless if you want to write kiss me, baby, what, which I know you don't want.
Okay.
What would you write a song about if you were going to write about what's happening now?
Believing for a better Zimbabwe after the elections. I'm 23 years old now, but when I grew up, I had people promising us that things would change, but things could go from bad to worse. So a song I'll write about is a song believing that change is near and there is hope.
Soon it was time for Friends Band to get ready for their set at the pub in the Cresta Churchill Hotel. A crowd trickled in, people ordered beers. Soon everyone was dancing. And after about five songs, the singer handed over lead vocal duties to the white-haired drummer in the back. With a big grin, the man who has sung his way through two transformations in Zimbabwe sang these lyrics. Watch out, freedom's coming.